Welcome to the Caribbean Taste Podcast. I'm your host, Marcel. Today we are looking at how do we cook up some coping strategies. As we share our coping strategies, though mainly for young persons who are going through difficult times, we're just providing you with some ideas and techniques from our kitchen straight to your hearts. And then you can figure out how you can do these inside your homes, you know, whether you're at the workplace, but primarily for our young persons as they go through this difficult time. And one of the first ones you want to start with is that you want to do more of the things you enjoy. Take deep breaths in and long breaths out. Count to 10. On the points that you're breathing or exhaling out. Find creative ways to express yourself. Learn to cook, sing, dance, build something, draw something, write. Oh, you guys are so creative. Do it. We know you can do it. Distract yourself by keeping busy. Again, you can cook, you can play games, you can watch a comedy. Get moving. Do some sport or make a meal that requires muscles, like making a roti or a bread dough. Trust me on that. It's not easy. You're really building some different muscles you never had before. Spend time with positive people that make you feel happy and are not putting you down. Break your daily tasks down into small bites. Stay focused and get them done in bite size. Call a professional or family or friend you can talk to. Use cooling down methods like drinking water, preferably cold water, or eating an icicle. Sometimes it helps to keep your body, bring your body temperature down, and also helps with keeping your mind calm. Find something to make you laugh, whether watching a comedy or being a comedian. Well, if you're like me, then you're going to be the comedian. Keep a digital scrapbook. You notice we said digital since everyone has gone digital. So you want to get photos of meals or things or places that make you feel happy. Make notes beside them. While in the kitchen, list three things you can see, touch, smell, and taste. This will help you to stay in the moment and keep you focused. Listen to music you enjoy while cooking, doing a chore, or doing nothing at all. Eat foods that you love, but also foods that are good for you, like spicy curry. It's a mood booster. Do one thing at a time. Remember, bite size. Look after a pet or a plant. This can help you keep you calm as well. Find a quiet place and think on only positive things that have happened for the day. Learn to relax and do nothing. Make notes of where and who can provide you with positive support when you need it. Try an activity you may not have done before. You may be surprised that you like cooking a new dish. Focus on what you do well and do more of it. Digitally journal what's on your mind. Use your phone to do that. Write poems or songs or just write thoughts. Please remember, you can also write music as well. There are so many apps to do that. Sleep on it. Some things are best dealt with after you've rested and have plenty of clarity of mind. Rest is equally important for your body and for your mind. And remember this, you can do it. Positive self-talk can help some persons believe in themselves. It is important to develop your own toolkit of coping skills that you'll find useful. You may need to experiment with a variety of coping strategies to help you discover which ones best work for you. Thank you for listening and for supporting us during 2020. We look forward to sharing with you from our kitchen to yours in 2021. Remember to visit our website at www.lacaribbeantaste.com. Visit our recipes, blogs, and our shop. Always remember, be inspired by taste. I'm your host, Marcel.